flashed against the dark blue horizon, cannon shells exploding. "Every time you see a flash, you know a shell may have taken a life or many lives," said Clara.
"That's awful," said Annie.
"Yes, it is," said Clara. "A whole world can vanish in that flash. All a young man's joys and sorrows, all his memories."
"This is a cruel war," said Annie.
"All wars are cruel," said Clara Barton. "People feel they must fight for causes they believe in, but they soon discover that war is not about glory and fame. It's about misery and terrible pain and sadness."
"It makes me miss my mom and dad," said Annie. "It makes me really miss them."
Annie sounded tired and homesick. Finally, she had lost her cheerfulness. "I think it's time for you two to go home," said Clara. Jack thought of all the wounded men who needed food and water and kindness and comfort.
"No," Jack said. "We have to stay. We can't give up. That's on the list. Don't give up."
Jack pulled out their list to show Clara Barton. "Oh, yes," she said, nodding. "I see one of my nurses has written down the things I often say. Let me add one thing more. Do not forget the ones who love you." Jack heaved a big sigh. He was homesick, too.
"Can we keep the list?" he asked.
"Of course," said Clara. "You don't have to work in a hospital to follow my words. They work in all of life, no matter where you go."
"Thanks," said Jack.
"My thanks to both of you," said Clara Barton. "You were great helpers."
"You were a great teacher," said Annie.
"Goodbye," said Clara Barton. "Be very careful going home."
"We will," said Jack and Annie. "Bye."
The sun was setting as they walked out of the camp. The boom of cannon sounded in the distance. Soldiers sang a song around a campfire. "We're tending tonight on the old campground. Give us a song to cheer our weary hearts, a song of home and friends we love so dear." Jack and Annie walked through the darkening field. By the time they reached the woods, the stars were out. They climbed up the rope ladder to the treehouse. Annie grabbed the Pennsylvania book.
"Wait," said Jack.
He looked out the window. He couldn't see anything below, but the soldier's song still carried through the warm, starry night. "Many are the hearts that are weary tonight, wishing for the war to cease." As Jack listened, he thought of Clara Barton, the elderly slave, the young Confederate soldier, and John, the drummer boy.
"War is not a game," Jack said softly. "It is definitely not a game."
"Many are the hearts looking for the right to see the dawn of peace." The song ended. The cannon fire stopped. The night was quiet, except for the croaking of frogs.
"Ready?"
Annie whispered.
"Ready," said Jack. "I really wish we could go home," Annie said, pointing to the picture of the Frog Creek woods.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 10, Home Sweet Home. There was a booming in the distance. Jack opened his eyes and caught his breath.
"Is that cannon fire?" he wondered.